Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The one big mistake that you see 90% of investors making in this market.
I hate to stress it. Shadi did a great breakdown of mutual funds versus indexes versus ETFs. I'm still seeing you guys focus on too many, because you're watching, taking in too many insights, talking to too many people. Whatever your plan is, please keep it incredibly simple. Now, I'll study every market. So I want you guys to go look at the Bovespa. I want you to look at the European market. Go look at the Australian market, the Indian stock market. Great. Because you'll be able to see a whole bunch of correlations, right? But in your actual portfolio, you really need to focus on 4 to 6 things. Like, I'm seeing so many of you being like, I try to do binary options and regular options and futures, and I want to do angel investing, and I want to build a business, and I got a food truck, and I sell weed on the side. None of them are working. And it's like, Apple, you like, but I want to hear something else. I'm tired of you talking about Apple. I'm like, it's a printing press. That's why. Like, I know it's a machine. If I put $1 in, I'm gonna get 5 back in 5 years on the low end. And then every business that you guys love, they're gonna come and attack. They are the cartel. And in the 1980s, it was IBM. In the 70s and 60s, it was U.S. Steel. And if you were at InvestFest, I told you, like, usually a company has a stranglehold on a market for 10 years. If they're dominant, they'll have it for 30. Apple's coming up. I'm getting to that 30-year mark. Like, please squeeze the juice out of that orange. So only focus on 4, 6 things, and you're good. And for you business owners, same thing. I'm seeing you trying to create too many different businesses. Like, when they say 7 streams of income, and it's really 20, you need 28, really. It's not in different businesses. Like, you don't need to try and run a hospital and sell shoes on StockX and, you know, sell parts to cameras. Like, you got to streamline your business and automate as much as you can. Then you'll be good. Because if you have 15 things in your portfolio, I haven't seen many people have 15 to 20 things in their portfolio and they ended up profitable. It's damn near impossible.
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest lessons. It's like, when, like I said, when everything's on sale, do you buy the entire store? No, you focus on what you came to buy, and you just got it at a better price. I think, and even with me, like, it's something I'm dealing with. Like, I'm like, there's so many opportunities. Yeah,
do you it's always a struggle because now, like, you have capital to play with now, and actually losing it won't hurt, but you got to focus on trying to
focus. Yeah. Trust me, yo, it's a real thing. Like, all right, there's this opportunity. There's this opportunity. Like, I might send them a text. Like, I know you don't like it, but there's an opportunity here. And sometimes I'm just like, all right, just got to let it go. Just let it go. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Stick to what you said you was going to do.
Yeah.
One last thing. I just doing one more financial planning thing that I get asked a lot about in my financial planning calls all the time. So, yes.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You can invest in the stock market through life insurance, but be careful. So we'll talk about 2 ways how you can invest in the stock market through life insurance policies, VUL, variable universal life policy. So how that works is that you have money, you pay a premium, and a portion of the premium actually goes to sub accounts, very similar to like how 401ks are set up. Like, you'll get like 20 or 30 different sub accounts that you get to actually invest in. So the sub accounts could be like international funds, large cap funds, growth funds, all kinds of stuff from all different fund managers. So Oppenheimer might have a fund in it. Fidelity might have a fund in it. And as the stock market or whatever you're invested in, whatever fund you're invested in, if it goes up, then your sub account, your money actually inside of the policy goes up. If it goes down, then your money inside the policy goes down as well. So that part is pretty straightforward. And usually it's an increasing death benefit. So the death benefit actually increases over the course of time as the cash value increases as well. When you take money from it, then that decreases the cash value and it decreases the death benefit. And then there's another way, which is called an IUL, indexed universal life policy. So we talked about, so it's tying it all in here, right? So we talked about indexes earlier. So with the IUL, you can invest in an index inside the life insurance policy, and it usually has a floor and a ceiling. So it's like a 0% floor and a cap of 12%, meaning if you're in the S&P 500, if you're investing in the S&P 500 and the S&P 500 does negative 10%, then you will get 0% for that year. Like, you can't lose money on it. But if it goes That's up 25%, incredible. If it goes up 25%, then you cap out at 12%. So it's like bowling with the lanes up where you're in a range, right? So both of those policies can be beneficial because it's a way to actually, like I said, you have stock market exposure inside of a life insurance policy. But the thing with universal life policies is that you just have to be careful because they're very flexible. Like, premiums are flexible. Once you have money inside the policy, technically you don't even have to make a premium payment. But what happens is that there's a thing called cost of insurance, and the cost of insurance goes up every year. So if there's not enough premium that's coming in, then that cost of insurance will be taken out of the cash value. And over the course of time, if that happens and there's not enough cash value in the policy to support the policy, now you're going to have to make a lump sum premium payment, or your premiums will go up substantially. I saw this a lot with policies. Like, when I first got into the industry years ago, I was taking over a lot of policies that was like written in like the late 80s, early 90s, universal life policies, and they wasn't funded properly and they were all like about to collapse. And I would have to call the people and like, hey, you've had this policy for 25 years and you know, you're about to lose your policy. And they're like, what? They're like cursing me out. I'm like, I don't have nothing to do with it. It's not, I didn't sell you the policy. So be mindful and be educated when dealing with these type of life insurance policies, because they do have upside and they can, you know, be a double-edged sword because it's a form of investing and you have a death benefit attached to it as well. But rule of thumb, whenever you have these type of policies, you want to overfund the policy. Now, that might sound crazy, and we can have a more advanced conversation about this later on, but you have a target premium. So like, let's say the premium is $1,000 a month. You want to try to put $3,000 a month in, because now what you're doing is actually overfunding the policy, because the government does not tax life insurance up to a certain point. So it's a called a MEC, modified endowment contract. When you put too much money into it, because at that point, what happened is that the government, a long time ago, the life insurance lobby is extremely strong. So the life insurance is one of the few vehicles that's tax-free all across the board. You can get the money out tax-free and the death benefit is tax-free. Wealthy people realize that and they say, okay, this is a way to just put millions of dollars into a life insurance policy and overfund it. So they actually came up with a cap and you can only put a certain amount in. That's the modified endowment. After that point, it becomes a modified endowment contract and now it becomes taxable. So whenever you're dealing with a life insurance policy, if you're dealing with these type of policies, actually, this is a cheat code for anybody that's looking to get life insurance, universal life insurance. Ask your agent, what is the MEC on this? Like, what's the MEC limit? And fund it up to the MEC limit. They're not, 9 times out of 10, they'll never tell you that because you don't get commissions up to that point. But it is good to know, because now that's like the most money that you can put in. And then by overfunding it, now you actually have more money that's working for you and more money that you can pull out later on. So
that's a super gem. I hadn't anybody talk about that. Might clip that one. Steel.
Yes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
Double bomb upon your head top.
Yes. Be mindful.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
A mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.